Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
On the line, we get the update we've all been waiting for all weekend since we walked out of the studio on Friday, wondering when baby number two was coming for the Sotelos. And Edgar, we have a mystery afoot in the studio and we need answers.
First of all, good morning, everybody. Thank you so much for covering me. Thank you to the AMP familia for all the love you've been sending on social media, all the love, the prayers, the tips on how my wife could go into labor. She's got to twerk more. She's got to drink té de manzanilla. Yeah, we did it all, and finally it happened. But tell me more about this mystery. Well, what's going on?
It seems like the way that for Janet to give birth was just to wait till the due date. Your daughter came right on time.
Exactly.
So the mystery we have is, what is your daughter's name? Because one time we saw it as Isabella Alani, and then we saw it as Alani Isabella, and then we thought, hey, maybe Edgar just had a super tired dad fail.
It probably has something to do with the tiredness, but in reality is, we chose Isabella Alani Sotelo before she was born, but as the day went on yesterday, like, it didn't fit. It was weird. Like, she wasn't really responding. She wasn't really vibing with it. It was weird.
So
we had to flip it to Alani Isabella, and when we flipped it, she kind of gave us a little smile. Like, I'm not even joking. We went with it. We're like, we're changing it. And then today, we got to make it official on the birth certificate, so we had enough time to play around with it. Plus, Alani Sotelo is available on Instagram.
So is all that matters, you know?
That's phenomenal. You know what? Your daughter has been someone who, so far, wanted to do everything the way she wants to do it.
Yeah, strong-willed.
Absolutely. She's amazing, man. And thank God both her and Jana, as of right now, are doing well. And I'll get to the craziest part, man. I mean, the labor and the delivery. Let me just put it to you guys this way. If we would have waited 30 more minutes at the house to leave the house to go to the hospital on Saturday night, Janet would have gone into labor in the car.
Jeez.
So Saturday, Janet's just getting torn apart. Her lower back, her hips. She's like, baby, it feels like you're just ripping them apart. She's like, I don't want to go to the hospital again and get sent back home. Eventually, I mean, these contractions were so hard. We were in bed like at 8 o'clock and she has to get out of bed. And I had to hold her through the pain because it was so difficult.
Wow.
Eventually at 10:30, her water breaks, which is great because once your water breaks, you know, you got to go. Right.
Yeah.
So it took about 20 minutes to get out of the house. We get to the hospital at 11:30. The nurse goes to check her. The nurse looks like she saw a ghost. She's like, oh my gosh. She's like, you're fully dilated. You're at 10 centimeters. And then all of a sudden, she's like, she called another nurse. They're calling up like a backup doctor because our doctor hadn't even gotten there yet. And then literally the nurse said this to Janet. She's like, okay, you're ready to give birth, so please do not cough very hard or don't sneeze.
It'll fall out.
Like, you sneeze, it can come out like a rocket.
And Janet's like, what's going on? We get to the hospital at 11:30 and 30 minutes of like setup and monitoring. And then your AMP Radio niece, Alani Isabella Sotelo, was born at 12:30 on March 10th. So an hour later from when we got into the hospital, she was born. I just want to thank you guys. You guys have been part of this journey with my family and I, and it means the world to us since the first time we heard Alani's heartbeat. And you guys got to hear it on the show as well. And it sounded a little something like this.
What a blessing.
Even in that heartbeat, she's like, don't call me Isabella Alani. It's Alani Isabella. Now I just want to share with you guys, because, you know, I'm a radio dad. So I recorded the delivery of my daughter and your niece. And now you get to hear her first roar as she came into this world. Disclaimer, I cry like a little biatch. No surprise.
Perfect.
She's out, man. Yeah. She's good, man. She's a little high, man. Yeah, she's crying. She cried.
Oh, Tamara's crying now.
No.
Well, is everyone crying? Is everyone crying? Let's not make it weird, right? We're celebrating.
Now, guys, for those of you that have added the blessing to seeing a son or daughter come to this world in the delivery, it's you don't understand what love is until you see that happen at a whole nother realm. You just break through to another realm of love that you didn't know even existed. And, of course, we have our first daughter, Ariela, already, that I felt that with. And then it's kind of crazy to think, like, how am I going to feel that way about two kids? You know, it really is weird. But once they're born, it just snaps automatically, man. And you guys can catch pictures of her. I know we posted some stuff up on our stories at 97.1 Amp Radio on social media. And, of course, on my personal social media, you're going to see a lot of it. And I'm not apologizing for it. It's at Edgar I. Sotelo, or the hashtag Alani Sotelo. And love you guys, for real. From the bottom of my heart, my wife and I appreciate you guys like you don't understand.
Aww. Well, you got a lot of catching up to do, because Ariela Sotelo has 1,500 photos posted already. And I have a feeling that Alani ain't going to be chill about it.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.